This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, are you ready for this? A nationwide ban on assault weapons. What makes an assault weapon an assault weapon? 67% in support of banning assault weapons. Only 29% oppose. You know why there's this false polling taken on? This was done by MSNBC, by the way. Fake news. You know why they use this false polling? Because it goes back to the Saul Alinsky tactic of causing the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. They want to belittle the gun owners, friends. You do understand that. I highlighted this last week. 270 million guns in this country out of a total of 325.7 million people in this country, and they want you to believe that there's a ban and those in support of a ban on assault weapons, AR-15s, friends, AK-47s, so on and so forth. We're going to talk about that in just a couple moments. I also wanted to let you know, too, I got two eyewitnesses, two new ones, okay, that seen Nicholas Cruz and a tactical shooter. Different audio will be played today that was played from the past. In other words, the narrative from the Parkland assault, the Parkland shooting that allegedly took place there, their narrative's falling apart all the more, America. And I'll tell you what, you look online, people are waking up, they're beginning to look into the details of what took place there, and they're trying to figure out why there's this big movement, we're told a big movement, thousands, not millions, they reported millions, there was only thousands, that showed up to basically bring about more gun legislation to limit the American people and the right to bear arms. Remember, it says, the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, okay? So what's happening today, friends, is a rollout of illegalities. But again, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be talking about that in just a couple of moments. Before I do that, I wanted you to know, this is interesting, and there's no surprise here, of course, but it's interesting to note that conservatives of today, yesterday's liberals, and you're going to understand why and what defines today's conservatives, which they are yesterday's liberals, keep in mind, They're falling all over themselves trying to defend Donald Trump because he has their favorite jersey on. I want you to listen carefully. Love him or hate him, it shouldn't matter. You should be a principled person. You're not to be a respecter of persons in anything because the Lord is not. So therefore, we are not to be as well. If he does the wrong, we stand against him for the wrong because we love. If he does the right, we stand with him because he does the right, because that's what love does. But I want you to listen to some of the headlines concerning today's conservatives so you can identify why I call them yesterday's liberals. Schlichter, I refuse to lose my mind over the omnibus fiasco. And so should you. Listen carefully. I refuse to lose my mind over the omnibus fiasco, and so should you, reported the conservatives across the board. Here's another one for you. Omnibus bill? Trump outsmarted the deep state again. The wall is being built. Folks, these people simply strain at the gnat while they swallow the big, big camel. You know, it's interesting how that works is Scripture tells us in Luke 12:2 that there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. It's interesting the things that are being uncovered today concerning President Donald Trump. And I want to tell you, friends, I told you so. And the fact of the matter, friends, it's coming across the boards. And don't sit there and tell me how the left is doing this to the right. No, the fact of the matter is, by now you should know that they're in it together. And by the end of the show, you're going to understand that all the well. Did you know what was inside of this omnibus bill? I highlighted this on Saturday, friends. But I want to highlight what was just reported on March 24th of 2018. The headline on sonsoflibertymedia.com, the budget busting $1.3 trillion spending bill that was just passed by Congress is a betrayal of the American people. And what was the smokescreen, friends? That which was taking place in Washington, D.C., concerning all these kids that are sick and tired of their parents, and it's their parents' fault. What's their right? Luke 7:35, and they want gun control because they don't know how to run a democracy. Well, the fact of the matter is we're not a democracy, Article 4, Section 4, and so on and so forth. But behind the smokescreen, this is what was going on, and Donald Trump said that he would never, ever pass a bill like this again. And again, friends, my point here is that the conservatives are falling all over themselves, attempting to justify what Donald Trump just did. Now, I want you to understand that what is here and what I'm going to relate to you right now is, in fact, what's inside of the bill that Donald Trump, the guy with your favorite jersey on America, that he just signed this bill. And I want you to listen carefully again because the devil is always in the details. You ready for this? $12 million went for scholarship for the Lebanese in Lebanon. $12 million, folks, that you're being taxed for is being reallocated for scholarships in Lebanon. $20 million of your tax dollars are going for Middle East Partnership Initiative scholarship programs. And by the way, this was all started under Barack Hussein Obama. And I highlighted the fact that on December 16th of 2015, it was a $1.1 trillion omnibus bill that funded America's enemies within. So why are they coming to America? Because they're being allured in, folks, by your federal government. $12 million of your tax dollars are going to be spent in military funding for Vietnam. This is the bill that Donald Trump just passed. $3.5 million in nutrition assistance to Laos. $15 million in development assistance to China. How do you strain at the gnat and swallow the camel and expect not anybody to see the hypocrisies of those that actually try to justify this? I don't know. It's ridiculous. $10 million for women Leos in Afghanistan. You're hearing me correctly, friends. $1 million for the World Meteorological Organization, World, New World Order. $218 million for promoting democracy development, and listen carefully, in Europe. $10 million of your tax dollars are going for disadvantaged Egyptian students. $1.37 for contributions to international organizations. $51 million to promote international family planning and reproductive health, legalized version of killing babies in the womb. Read Proverbs 6:17. I'll finish highlighting the details of this bill that Donald Trump just passed in a betrayal of the American people with the smokescreen in Washington, D.C.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Paul Cornelius with Days of Noah Ministries on the cutting edge of creation ministries today. And I'm happy to say to you that I enjoy Bradley Dean, who's right on with everything, including the truth that we're needing desperately in America today. I listen to Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty all the time, and I think you should too.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Welcome back again to Sons of Liberty. Just to show you, friends, that we don't pull any punches over here, we're highlighting the conservatives of the day today that are doing their best, attempting to justify what Donald Trump just did, which you can't. Again, they strain at the net and swallow the camel, and then they try to justify it. And again, friends, they just can't do it. This was sent to me from a news outsource, and it said that omnibus bill spending bill betrayal, what do we do now? Right above that was an article written by a woman that wrote, omnibus bill, Trump outsmarted the deep state again, the wall is being built. And so if you want to know why I'm saying they strain at the net and swallow the camel, I was highlighting, folks, what was inside of that bill right before the break. And again, what's inside of that bill is incredible. What I did time, and I send over to this individual that you're a part of the problem. It's exactly what I said to her. I said, you are a part of the problem. And then I did what I did is I sent her the information that she apparently overlooked while she was attempting to justify Donald Trump. I said, you're a part of the reason that this country is in trouble. I said, hypocrisy to no end. So you know what she says? This is the only thing that they can actually put their feet back onto before they slip and slide to the next point that's going to be made. She said, I guess you've always been on the bandwagon to get rid of him so we can go back to the Obamas, Clintons, or Bushes and can continue the decline of this country by the globalist Trotskyites. Want to blame someone for this crap, she said, then blame McConnell, Ryan, Schumer, and Pelosi. That is a person that is caught up. As a matter of fact, your enemy depends upon people like this to continuously push forth their agenda. There's no question about it. They depend upon people like this that are caught up in between the left and the right paradigm so they can continuously push forth their propaganda. I just simply said back to her, I said, you're ignorant enough to believe that, aren't you? I said, why do you think, and I said, who do you think helped Trump to the White House? If they didn't want Trump there, he would have been ignored by the CIA-controlled media who helped him to get there. I said, you strain at the net and swallow the big camel, justifying the guy who has on your favorite jersey, helping to further deceive the people. I said, all on you. Folks, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I'll tell you what, you give me a half a reason to confront these people, or half an opportunity to confront these people, I have no problem in doing so. Because I'll tell you what, when I was doing high school assemblies across the country, you know who my opposition was then? It was the professed church saying that there's lines between church and state, which you can find nowhere in any founding document. When I started doing tea parties across the country, I began to understand who the problem was. The reason that we have a left and a right. I understood it right away. And again, when people sit back and try to justify what's going on under this current administration, they fail to remember the bill that was just passed was that of Barack Hussein Obama's administration to a T. As a matter of fact, friends, if you want to take another step, American health care plan, that's all Barack Hussein Obama's too, which came from Mitt Romney under Romney Care, which turned into Obamacare, which is American Health Care Act now. It's all the same bill. And it's also interesting to note that when we look at these bills, we see who's pushing them, and we see Paul Ryan right in the center of all of this. Well, there's a brand new picture of one of these articles that I'm highlighting right now where Schlichter said, I refuse to lose my mind over the omnibus bill fiasco, and so should you. Well, there's a picture of Paul Ryan in the People's White House with Donald Trump and four others. Paul Ryan sitting there chuckling away, friends. Are you going to suggest to me that Donald Trump doesn't know who he is? And if he didn't, friends, then let me ask you something. Why is he still there? Because he knows who he is and he knows what he's supposed to do. Because, America, you haven't figured out that all these people, for the most part, are actors. They are actors and they are acting out on the behalf of special interest groups. Because I don't know an individual in this country who gave delegated authority to those that represent we the people to pay for other countries and what they need. I didn't know that that's what our tax dollars were going for up until now. And that's why I'm highlighting this $1.3 trillion spending bill that was just passed by Congress while you were being diverted by a bunch of useful idiots in Washington, D.C. over an alleged shooting that took place in Florida over a month ago. And again, keep in mind, that narrative's falling apart too. But see, people don't think this through. Folks, I was highlighting what's inside of this omnibus bill. I want to know, is there somebody that can justify this? 1-866-582-9933. If you're a Trump supporter, please call in and set me straight on this. 1-866-582-9933. $12 million for scholarships to Lebanon? I'm working how many hours a day of my life? And when I get paid and I'm forced to pay taxes to support those of the Lebanese, I didn't delegate authority to those that represent me, my employees. I'm the employer. I didn't delegate authority to my employees to take money that I work for to give to the Lebanese. I didn't do that. $20 million for Middle East Partnership Initiative Scholarship Program. Did you sign up for that, America? Did you delegate that authority to Donald Trump or anybody else? To give $20 million of your money to the Middle East? Or how about this one? $12 million in military funding for Vietnam? Did you sign up for that? Did you give them the green light? Did you give them the stamp of approval, friends? Did you give them the thumbs up? Nope, neither did I. $3.5 million in nutrition assistance to Laos? This is all in this $1 trillion spending omnibus bill, friends. $10 million for women, Leos in Afghanistan? Did you sign up for that? $15 million in development assistance to China, as if to suggest China needs the money? And furthermore, if they're our arch enemy like that of Russia, then why is it that your representatives are giving them financial aids on your back? I'll highlight that hopefully before the end of the hour. $1 million for the World Meteorological Organization, World, notice that, World. $218 million for promoting democracy development in Europe? Folks, you're paying for all of this. You're on your back, you're supporting the New World Order. You're working and you're paying for it without your approval, without your delegation. $10 million for disadvantaged Egyptian students? How about ours first? How about we look to ours first? Jesus didn't preach to the world at first, friends. He preached in his own backyard. And then his message spread. It spread. Then he sent Paul to preach two-thirds of that New Testament that was given unto him by the inspiration of the Most High God. 51 million to promote international family planning and reproductive health. Legalized version of abortion. Your pain, and you're doing it here in this country as well. You are by force, illegal force, through totalitarian means, are forced to pay for abortions in your country, America. And do you think that you're not going to have to answer for this, friends? You got another thing coming. 1.37 for contributions to international organizations. I believe that is billions. Friends, $1.37 billion for contributions to international organizations. You're being sold out, America. And what a better way to do it. There is no better way to do it. Groom some individual up, put them on a kid's show back in the 90s called Home Alone. Have the little kids hanging out, lost in New York. At none other than the Trump Plaza Hotel. Everybody's going to remember that because it was a huge movie. And then give him his own program called The Apprenticeship. And show him firing people all day. Let him garner the approbation of men throughout the United States of America. And in between there, show good things like paying off a hockey rink. And show him also at the World Federation Wrestling, folks. Fighting off the founder of the company. Entertain the people. Get him out there. Put him on Playboy. Put him on CNN. Keep him out in the face of the people. And let the people begin to lay their approbation and approval upon him. And then one day we'll put up a bad person. And then we'll put up a good person. He'll be the good person. And then we'll put up someone that America hates, namely the Clintons. And then we'll cause them to run for the presidency. And we'll delude and deceive the American people into believing that they actually voted for the man that we groomed and trained up. Oh, I bet you didn't think about that. Nope, you didn't. Now he's passing $1 trillion omnibus bills on your dime, on your children's backs. 7 million promoting international conservatism and conservation, sorry. 10 million for UN environmental programs. You're paying for this. 5 million for Vietnam Education Foundation grants. Did you sign up for this? Hey, folks, you're paying 2.5 million for Commission on Security and Cooperation in Europe. 15 million for promoting international higher education between universities. 1 million for the Cultural Antiquities Task Force. And 6.25 million for the Ambassador's Fund for the Culture Preservation. 20 million for countering foreign state propaganda. And 12 million for counting state disinformation.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Okay, so with that, hey, by the way, I wanted to steal that, the budget busting $1.3 trillion spending bill that was just passed by none other than Donald Trump. He said I'd never do that again. Well, the conservatives of the day, yesterday's liberals, are falling all over themselves trying to justify what he just did. You can't. Okay? They sold you out, America. I just wanted to let you know you've been sold down the river. And it's interesting because, again, when we show the people what this administration is doing to them, to you, people don't care. They just want to be lied to. The people would have it so. And it's exactly where we're at today. You have ears, but you hear not. You have eyes, but you see not. You're undoing yourselves, America. Now, to seal that, remember, it was Albert Pike, the founder of the Masonic, he was the head of the Masonics, the Masons, at one point. He said that when the people need a hero, we'll deliver him up. Yes, exactly what they did. It's exactly what they did. But the people didn't even know, have enough common sense to take a look at his record before he got to the point of where he's at. Oh, my gosh. And now they're trying to justify his relationship. Conservatives are starting to attempt to justify his relationship with Stormy Daniels. How? They're saying, well, Clinton's did it. Well, I want to tell you this. If you're not faithful to God, you're not going to be faithful to your wife. If you're not faithful to your wife, you're definitely not going to be faithful to the people that you're to represent. And there you have it. There's the problem. Let's go over to this next point. We're going to be talking about State Senator Leland Yee. He was given an A-plus rated by the Brady Campaign, a national gun control group. In 2014, he was arrested by the FBI for trafficking firearms. Wow! And if you take that to what's going on today, America, we now see MSNBC is on board. Fake news. And they're polling and sharing with people, all 50 of them that will listen to their message, that supports in favor of a nationwide assault weapons ban as 67%, and those that oppose are 29%. Now, let that fly in the face of 270 million gun owners in America. It's just not going to fly, is it? Furthermore, if you remember right, George Washington, the first president of the United States, said a free people ought not only be armed and disciplined, but they should have sufficient arms and ammunition to maintain a status of independence from any who might attempt to abuse them, which would include their own government. So therefore, friends, if you can't have them, neither should your governments. Okay? If you can't have them, neither should your government. Because you, again, are the government, and they are an extension of who you are. What, they can have them and you cannot? You know, it's interesting when we go back to this Washington, D.C. march of a bunch of useful idiots protesting their own God-given rights to strip themselves to their up-and-coming taskmasters and their new God, their tyrant, their dictator. It's interesting how they're playing right into the hands of the state-controlled media, all based off of the propaganda that has been thrown on us concerning what allegedly took place there in Parkland in Florida. Now, I got some new audio. And a lot of the old stuff is beginning to resurface, friends, because YouTube is losing control and so is Facebook. And by the way, there's a whole lot of kickback coming up against these organizations, these companies that have censored free speech along with Twitter. Now, in saying that, we have two witnesses that seen Nicholas Cruz at the end of the school. Two witnesses seen a tactical shooter. So you have Nicholas Cruz at one end. And then you have eyewitnesses seeing a tactical shooter at the other end of the building. Now, if those that haven't taken the time to go online to see the video of Nicholas Cruz and his apprehension by the police, it's absolutely amazing, friends, that he couldn't even walk. He was limp as a noodle. And maybe that will tell us why it took them 41 minutes to actually find the alleged shooter, or possibly a patsy. Okay? So let's go to this, friends. This is two eyewitnesses. You're going to hear two other witnesses that you've heard before, but it's a 2-minute and 2-second video. You're going to hear the audio. The first one's a new one, and the last one is a new one. The two in between are those that Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube censored so you wouldn't hear it. So it doesn't hurt you or myself, or is it tedious? It is not, to go ahead and let you hear it again. Listen carefully to the eyewitnesses that seen Nicholas Cruz and a tactical shooter on each side of the building. Go ahead.
True is a senior at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. He says Wednesday he was on the other side of the school next to the garden when the fire drill started. He says at first everyone lined up outside as normal, but then they were pushed further away toward the fence near a local middle school. And he says that's when he saw Nicholas Cruz walk right by him.
I remember seeing Nick Cruz walk past me. He was looking down, you know, it was around 3:20, I guess. And he walked right past me, and my friend Alexa and I, we noticed him, but we didn't really say much. And apparently he greeted, like, some people greeted him, and he greeted back as normal.
We were walking, the whole class together. I actually was speaking to the suspect, Nicholas Cruz. He was trouble in middle school, so I kind of joked to him about it and said, I'm surprised you weren't the one who did it. And he just gave me a huh. And the shots were coming from the other part of the building. So there definitely had to be two shooters involved, I believe.
He was legit. He just ran up the stairs and started shooting. And you could see a bunch of kids just going down that way, but stopping. But they said the other shooter was coming.
And I suddenly saw the shooter. About 20 feet from
me,
standing at the end of the hallway, actively shooting down the hallway, just a barrage of bullets. And I'm staring at him thinking, why is the police here? This is strange, because he's in full metal garb, helmet, face mask, bulletproof armor.
Wow.
Shooting this rifle.
Now, one student told me that the shooter was wearing a bulletproof vest and a helmet. Did you see that?
This girl's identifying other shooters. She said three.
And she said that she saw this man, like, with a hat on, and like it had initial, like two initials on it from something, and then she just watched him point the gun towards the classroom, and that's when she ducked down.
Wow. My goodness, friends. Why does Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty keep going back to Parkland? Because it sounds much like that of other alleged massacres that took place, friends. They had patsies. It's craziness, friends. This reminds me again of none other than Columbine High School, when there was over 100 students, 100 students, that said there was more than two shooters, Eric and Dylan, which there was no doubt that they were doing the shooting, no doubt about it at all. But it does explain why the school surveillance tape back in Columbine was sliced up like a slice of bread before we had the opportunity to see it. Friends, these people forget they work for us, period. Period. And it also reminds me, friends, of Columbine when there was over 40 students that reported that they could identify other shooters besides Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold in Columbine. And you're hearing the exact same thing today concerning Parkland. But what's interesting about all of this, and I cannot reiterate this enough, friends, you have CNN with a teed up gun debate within 2 days. You have a march for students, literally unconstitutionally telling the students by the superintendents and principals to get out and go protest your Second Amendment rights. And now you have thousands show up at a march in Washington, D.C. Again, it was a smokescreen concerning this omnibus bill. Don't forget about that. But friends, going back to these useful idiots, they're protesting, they're marching to be stripped of their own God-given rights. And I also want you to keep in mind, again, friends, that they reported that millions showed up. It wasn't millions. It wasn't even close to being millions. It was thousands. And see, they did the same thing concerning the Million Mom March back in the 90s. Remember how that got shut down for fraud? Yep, you're going to find this one doing the same thing, friends. Just give it enough time. But you have got enough evidence right now, America, and you should have about 1,000 flags going up around yourselves in question marks saying, wait a second, why did they have a march concerning our Second Amendment in an attempt to strip our rights? And furthermore, don't forget about the President of the United States saying, you know, just take the guns first and then due process. Don't forget, Donald said that. And I don't care how you try to cover that neither. Why would someone that means to work for the people say anything close to that? And I know that there's a national day coming up, friends, where America is going to speak and counter to belittle, friends, those that oppose the Second Amendment. Now, you know, the fact of the matter is, instead of making fun of these kids, I do want to remind you, you should love on them enough to actually educate them. Now, you, for the most part, America, have ignored my message for the last 15 years. You're now beginning to see the head of all the warnings that you have been given by firsthand experience, and now they are here being used to upend who you are, to throw out the old and to bring in the new. Because that's what this is all about. That's what it's all about. But you should love on them enough to say, you know what? I'm not going to let the federal government, who is now using you, going backwards, those that have also indoctrinated you to believe that guns are really bad. Just think about this, friends. Gun violence takes place in gun-free zones. You should blame the government that's allowed your kids to be indoctrinated by them, but you should educate them to bring forth the equation that means they're responsible for bringing about what you're seeing today. The seeds of indoctrination are flourishing today, are they not, America? Absolutely they are. Absolutely they are. But people are trying to figure out why are they marching against the Second Amendment off some premise that is not lining up at all concerning what took place there in Parkland. I mean, I got to keep saying it the same way, America, until you finally get it. You're being lied to so they can disarm you, period.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Grammy Award-winning producer Val Garay. Bradley Dean is a man who knows what it means to speak the truth. In this day and age, it's extremely important to have a voice for the voiceless and a caring person who loves God and country enough to fight for it. Listen to the Sons of Liberty radio show for the truth that will open your eyes and speak directly to your heart.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Okay, so this is what we have. I wrote an article this morning on Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over to Facebook, Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean on Facebook. My Twitter account is BradleyDean1. YouTube, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Media. Just punch in those numbers. I got over 200 videos there for they're laid to educate the people concerning the issues today. And it's the only answer that you're going to find, friends, is in the Word of God and the Constitution, period. Because, again, we're a country ruled by law, not by men, period. We're not a democracy. We're a constitutional republic, period. But I wrote an article this morning called Political Champions Say, Do As I Say, Do Not Do As I Do. And we know that that came from Scripture, obviously, Matthew 23:3. And it's interesting that true hypocrites, and the hypocrite is the one who ceases to perceive his own deception, the one who lies with sincerity. And what I did is I highlighted the fact that we have Leland Yee. I highlighted him last week for a moment, but I want to give you some audio here in just a couple moments, folks, just to show you who's leading these anti-gun marches up. They put on the facade, the face. It's a fiend covering. It's a dissimulation, friends, is what it is. And what they are doing is they're putting on the face that they're all about gun rights when, in fact, they're doing just the exact opposite. Or they're totally against guns, and they're actually doing the opposite. Sit there as well. Listen to this carefully, you'll understand. Leland Yee looks like a precipitous fall from grace. The 67-year-old had risen steadily in the ranks of the Bay Area politics since the late 80s. He was a hero in politics concerning the Democrat Party. And I'm not playing the Democrat versus the Republican here. This is just what it is saying, okay? He started out in the school board in San Francisco area. From 2006 onwards, he served as state senator and was plotting a secretary of state campaign when his political visions were curtailed by a federal indictment in March of 2014. The arrest swept Yee and his associate Keith Jackson, 51, up in charges alongside some of the city's most notorious characters for gun trafficking. Did you hear what I said? For gun trafficking. Okay? So Mr. Anti-Gunner here, friends, is actually the one that is doing the gun trafficking. Doesn't that sound like what you're seeing your tolerated government do today, America? Huh? You're hearing the good guys say, oh, man, we're all about gun rights. And then when something happens, they're the first ones to say, you know, let's take away their guns. Due process second. But in this case, Senator Leland Yee had an A-plus rating by the Brady campaign as a national gun control champion. And in 2014, he was arrested by the FBI for trafficking firearms. See how this works? See what they say and what they do? When they say one thing, look the other direction because that's what they're doing. I also highlighted last week, friends, that 90 pounds of cocaine seized aboard ship owned by Mitch McConnell's family. I highlighted that in showing you, friends, that Mr. Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell is Mr. Anti-Drug, who has been found and exposed for drug trafficking. 90 pounds of cocaine on his family's ship. Now we're finding, friends, to take it a step further, and also keep this in perspective, friends, those little marchers out there marching and protesting against their own God-given rights, okay? Okay. Who is advocating that behind closed doors? The same politicians, though, that are responsible for committing the act of treason with other countries, okay? And again, what you need to understand is this New World Order is already in full control, folks. They got the throttle wide open. I don't care what anybody has to say about it. In the contrary, judgment is here. Now, there's an author named Peter Schweitzer who wrote Clinton Cash, and he's come out with a new book with some very interesting information. And I want you to hear it carefully, friends, because it ties in with whatever, as a matter of fact, with everything we have been talking about today. Listen carefully. This is a report done by Fox News on Peter Schweitzer. Listen to what he has to say about your representatives.
Family and friends.
All right, here to discuss this, Peter Schweitzer himself, the brand new book, The Government Accountability of the, by the way, he's president of the Government Accountability Institute. And this book looks explosive. We just got it a short time ago, so we're reading some of the summaries, but it doesn't just go after Democrats.
That's right. We go after both sides because we follow the evidence. The book is coming out today. We're already number three on all of Amazon, so I think the people are very interested and concerned about corruption in Washington, D.C. If you look at the Obama administration, people, I think, are going to be shocked what the Biden family was involved in and what associates and, in some cases, family members of Secretary of State John Kerry were involved in. Major deals involving the Chinese government, not Chinese private companies, the Chinese government.
Senator Mitch McConnell and Lane Chow, too, right?
Yes, that's right. Senator Mitch McConnell as well.
Can you stop this for a second, friends? So, again, keep in mind the Bundys, remember the whole Bundy case when they try to demonize them and polarize them as a bunch of insurrectionists. Keep in mind it was Harry Reid that was attempting to steal away uranium ore from them, as well as in Oregon, where the Clintons were found busted selling uranium ore to the Russians while Harry Reid was selling it to the Chinese. Folks, your politicians, in many cases and in many fronts, friends, right now, are committing the act of full-blown treason in selling you out to other countries. Mitch McConnell's a part of this. You've heard Biden. You've heard Barack Hussein Obama. By the way, going back to the Bundys, Barack Hussein Obama was the one responsible for appointing Gloria Navarre, a judge that never judged the case a day in her life concerning the Bundy case. And it's corrupt, folks. It stinks to high heaven. And you need to understand it. I don't, again, understand what it's going to take for the American people to understand that they need to clean house. And by the way, when you look at the Declaration of Independence, that's exactly what it tells us to do. Go on, Sam.
Chinese government that have made these families
Give us an example, something shocking.
Well, so in December of 2013,
entertain
Biden
us.
Flies to Beijing. With him on the plane is his son, Hunter Biden. Very sensitive issues, the South China Sea. The Chinese are expanding their power base, trade issues, economic conflict, etc. Joe Biden is criticized on that trip for basically going soft on Beijing.
Mm-hmm.
10 days after they leave, Hunter Biden, his son, scores a $1.5 billion with a B, billion dollar
price. Being sold out, America.
From the Chinese government.
Sure, because there are restrictions on what government officials can do and accept,
yes.
But not for their family.
That's exactly right, and that's a key part of this book.
Is that breaking the law?
The question is whether
is that breaking the law?
No. Here's the problem. That was never disclosed. We uncovered and found it, and this is the problem. If Joe Biden gets a $1,500 campaign contribution or a $1,500 gift, or his wife does, it has to be disclosed. But if your kids, or if a sibling or a parent scores $1.5 billion from a foreign government, they're not required to disclose it. That's not a change.
What about the Ukraine and Hunter Biden?
The Ukraine's another great example. Same thing. Hunter Biden, while his father is the point man for the Obama administration on policy towards Ukraine, becomes business partners with the most notorious oligarch in the Ukraine, a guy named Igor Kolomoisky. This guy is out of a James Bond film. And essentially what happens is he goes into business with Kolomoisky. Kolomoisky's bank, Privat Bank, is the bank through which U.S. and IMF aid dollars flow. $1.8 billion
wow.
goes through this guy's bank, and $1 billion disappears. This is Hunter Biden's business partner.
Okay. Incredible. What about the Kerry family?
Well, in the case of the Kerry family, you've got basically three Chinese deals that are done during this period. Two of them, Chris Hines is front and center in. One of them involves an offshore account they've set up called Rosemont Seneca Technology Partners. The Chinese government puts in $38 million. In the other case, you've got Rosemont Realty, which is a real estate company he's involved in, a Chinese company that is linked to the Chinese Navy buys into this company and promises $3 billion to expand real estate purchases.
Once again, because it's the family, not the politicians.
Okay, now, folks, listen to this stupidity. Oh, it's because of the family. Let's justify what they're doing, making illegal connections, bartering with countries that the American people believe that we're at odds with, you know, like this collusion with Russia. No, they're doing business. This collusion going on with China. We're doing business with China, friends. So Mitch McConnell going to him, the Senate Majority Leader, his wife Elaine Choi, who is the Transportation Secretary in the Trump administration. Her family has deep economic and financial ties to the Chinese government itself. Do you think Donald doesn't know about that, America? Really? How long are the American people going to play stupid before they finally figure out what's going on? I'll tell you what, just like the defector from the KGB in Russia said, no matter how many times you warn the people, they're not going to listen to you. He said, but when the boot falls, he said, then it's too late. There's nothing that they can do. It's time for America to read Leviticus 26, the whole, not just the half. Don't pick and choose like a bunch of pigeons picking peas as to the ones that you like and the ones that you don't like. Read it in context, and when you get a moment as well, read Deuteronomy 28, America, because like it or lump it, that is exactly where you're at today. There's 15 blessings and there's 55 curses. America, the curses are upon the American people, and the American people are the ones cheerleading, the very ones that are destroying their country. How does that work?
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.